Blog Talk Radio.
Master is called Misty Kiss, and today we have Pamela Cummins on. Pamela, I am going to let you do your intro and tell us more about what's coming up, because I know you've got a guest on tonight, and I'll let you tell about that.
Well, I have to wake up now after that song, and it's really rainy here, and now I'm a sleepyhead, if you want to get a hold of me, my website is Pamela Cummins, CUMMINS.com. Tonight I am on our sister station, Spiritual Learning Connection, and we have Wendy Joy, and I'm really excited because a lot of people liked her. She is an energy healer, and she has She's an author of the book Opening to Channel, and she's also a Jersey girl living in the North Carolina world. She's one of the first people that I met down here. You know, so she's not only an excellent healer, but she's a friend, too. And what we're going to be doing tonight is talking about self-healing techniques that you can use, but also we're going to be taking calls, and depending on how it feels, I'll give somebody some input, and then she will read and heal their energy, you know, or vice versa. So I'm excited about that. Let me see anything. Well, if I always give $10 off on your first half an hour reading that you book with me. I have a book, Psychic Wisdom on Love and Relationships. You can find that on my website. It's also in Smashwords or Amazon. It's an ebook, and I am actually in the process of getting it into printed form, into paperback. So as soon as that's ready, I will let you know. But, you know, there's a lot of editing, and to transform it from an ebook to, you know, a paperback takes a lot of work. And at the moment, I really can't think of anything else. I think I got everything covered.
Sounds good. Well, I was going to mention, too, Jethro finally got their book as an ebook. He said they're so used to having it in the hard edition copy, and going, wow, I'm going to have to try to remember to at least announce that. So so Jethro's got his book also in the hardback, in the paperback, which of course you can sign. I think it's harder to autograph an ebook, but you know
there is a way on Amazon. Somebody came up with something. Yes.
Cool.
But ebooks are nice when you're home and it's like 12 o'clock at night and you want to read a book, and,
right,
you know, obviously you can't go to the store or get anything sent to you, and you just download it.
Oh,
and it's
wow.
it's a lot easier to pack if you're moving,
yeah,
and a lot easier to take on vacation, too. So.
Yep. True story. All righty. And I know, I think Jethro was successful in getting on yesterday with Janine Reagan Sinclair. And, of course, what I want to mention to everybody who hasn't been to our show before is we do have this awesome archives bit going on, and it's both for Psyche's Gone Wild as well as our sister show that Pamela mentioned a few minutes ago, Spiritual Learning Connection. And I'm still every now and then trying to call it the Psychic Learning Connection, but some of the older shows are still, you know, labeled as Psychic Learning Connection. The newer shows are the Spiritual Learning Connection. But Pamela has had such awesome guests. It's like I've still got to go back. I heard that the segment on Diane with Diane Garrison.
Garris.
There we go. Thank you. I heard that one. It's like I didn't take good enough notes. It's like I'm going to have to go back and listen to that one again.
Yeah, that's the one on manifesting, which everybody wants to know. And it, you know, she gives a good take on the law of attraction. How to use that, and if it's not working in your life, there is a good reason, and she goes into the root chakra and everything else. She's got an excellent book out, too, on that, Money Manifesting, that I really enjoyed.
All right. I didn't know she had a book out on that. That's cool. I'll look at it. The title of it is it called Manifesting, or?
Money Manifesting by Diane Garris, and her name is spelled D-Y-A-N. It's spelled
Diane.
A little different. Yeah, she's also has the website Voice of the Angels, too, which I'm one of the advisors on. So.
Right. All right. Sounds good. Okay, well, we got a full queue, and Rob's over there in chat by himself. Where'd everybody go? It's like, no, I think they all called in, Rob. So we'll get it going today here. There's people waiting to talk to you, Pamela. And first caller is from area code 617. 617, you are on with us.
Hello, ladies. How are you?
Good, good. I thought you were going to be another caller who has that area code, so I'm a little surprised. What is your name, please?
It's Lisa.
Lisa, and how can I help you?
I would love some energy healing if possible.
Okay, actually, that would be tonight's show, okay?
Oh, okay.
But what I am getting, quite honestly, is that your chakras do need to be aligned, okay?
Yes.
And,
yes,
in, you know, what you can do, and I know this sounds really weird because I never do that. Can you snap your fingers? Okay, because I can't snap my fingers. You know, I know it sounds... and kind of, but it's not good. I'm getting to snap your fingers and say, angel, shock, line up and cleanse my chakras. I know it sounds really silly, but I'm getting that will help, all right?
Oh, okay.
And, you know, besides going in, you can call tonight or going to somebody. The other thing I'm getting, too, is it would be really good if you could get some kind of pendant that had all the different stones of the chakras on it, okay?
Okay.
Because I'm getting, yeah, it does feel like... The crown feels out of balance is what I'm getting, mm-hmm. you know, and the heart, you know. Mm-hmm. And some of them, I don't know how else to say it, excuse me, just feel a little dirty.
Yes,
you know?
Yes, yes.
I'm sorry, I have a little cough, it's damp, and I just dusted and stuff. The other thing I'm also getting, too, is there feels like there's things you need to cleanse out, and I'm feeling that in your lower chakras, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And especially the second one, you know,
yes.
That's where I'm feeling it, you know. So, you know, if you do some work on that, that's naturally going to happen. And it's funny because I'm hearing something that I say to people,
mm-hmm.
you know, because I did energy healing, too. You know, I used to do a lot of healing, but... I can balance someone's chakras, or I could have my own chakras balanced, right? I'm so sorry. And I'm, you know, and you feel great, you feel aligned, right? Everything's in balance. You drive down the road, somebody cuts you off, you get angry, and your chakra, you know, one of
yes.
your chakras goes out
of
alignment. Exactly, you know? You know, the other thing I'm
yes.
seeing is a carrot. So please, you know, make sure that you're grounded, too.
Okay.
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 So
all I have to do is just snap my fingers?
Okay. Oh, God, I hope this cough stops. That's what I'm getting is like kind of like a quick fix, okay?
Okay.
And it's funny because they're saying, like, with me, because I'm coughing, they're saying it's like a cough drop. Okay, it's going to be like, you know, like a breath mint. If you, you know, you just ate garlic, you're going to eventually going to have to do some more cleansing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's what I'm getting. But, you know, when you're feeling out of balance, that's what I'm getting. But, again, energy healer, if you have time, listen tonight. And I am getting to get that crystal, you know, and work on the issues. Okay?
Okay,
so
that makes sense.
Yeah, the snap fingers is just... I want to say a temporary fix.
Okay. Because, you know, I would probably say for the past year, I have just been feeling very sluggish.
Mm.
No energy. I'm like, what is going on? It's like no energy.
Right.
And I would assume I would have a lot of energy seeing that I've lost 41 pounds.
Wow.
I would think, yeah, I would think I would have
awesome.
More energy.
Congratulations. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
And you're eating enough greens? Because I'm seeing greens, but the green is kind of like sluggish. That makes
yeah.
sense.
Okay. Yeah, because I was just saying to myself, it's like, I got to start eating more vegetables. I need a vegetable. I need to eat more vegetables.
Right, or
yeah.
try
some beets. What I got in there was beets. It's like, why not? But it's either you know, beet to beet juice. It's like, it's something with your, you know, with red also with that grounding.
Okay.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Beets, more beets, okay.
Yeah, because beets are very grounding.
Okay, because I want to get my energy just kind of up and just moving by springtime.
It's getting there, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm actually hearing before. So, you know,
okay.
the green veggies will always help, you know. You might want to get like, because I'm, you know, have you ever seen those green veggie drinks? They're kind of thick and sluggish or whatever.
Yes.
That's what I'm getting.
Okay.
Or, you know, or juicing or something like that. That's how I'm saying it. Okay?
Okay. Excellent.
Excellent. I hope that helps.
Yes, it does. Very much so. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you.
Have a good day.
And you can still call in tonight.
Oh, I'm certainly. What time tonight?
We didn't give people our call.
It's 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Okay, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard. Okay, excellent. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.
And the number is 714-333-3354 for tonight's show.
Interesting. So we got like a pre-show reading for tonight.
Yeah. I actually got felt with her too. It's like I think it's a combination. It's physical. It's like I don't know. She might go back and listen to this, but she needs more protein. And it's like, and what you were saying with the cleansing, it's like, it's almost like someone or something was, you know, was tapping her in with the chakras.
Right. Right.
So,
yeah. Anyway. Interesting.
Oh, yeah. Very interesting. Okay, and our next person here is area code 917. 917, you are on.
Hello. Good afternoon. Thank you for having your show.
Oh, thanks for calling. And who is this, please?
Tina, and Pamela, I hope you feel better. I have that same little cough, but I think our immune system is fighting it off.
Yeah, and it actually, you know, it just feels like it just felt like a frog. It feels better now. Could be because I was dusting or whatever, and it's really damp here, too. But hopefully. But how can I help you, Tina?
I would like to know, what do you get from my relationship with my boyfriend, Lewis, where are we going this year, and my business?
Okay, well, I, which one do you want me to focus on? Because we have other people calling. Which
one? Relationship. Okay, my relationship.
Okay, all right. All right, what I'm getting with that is ups and downs, okay? And what it feels like, I'm picking it up from him, like moodiness from him, okay?
Yes.
Okay, all right, because, you know, sometimes I feel from him, but it could be you. Moodiness, and what I'm seeing, actually, the way that the relationship will get better, and when he's moody, don't try and fix him. Walk away. That's what I'm getting, you know?
Okay.
I almost want to say give yourself a timeout and give him a timeout, and that will help, all right? I'm seeing a nurse's outfit, and I feel like you try and fix and make everything okay, all right? And it's not your job to do that, all right? He needs to learn how to balance out his emotions a little bit. All right, and I'm hearing da-da-da-da to the rescue, okay? And I feel like women have done that his whole life, including his mother. You know, we'll make everything better. And it feels like he needs to make everything better, okay? If you do that, it feels like the relationship will become more even keel, you know? Again, it's funny, I'm hearing, I knew a song had to come eventually, Diana Ross, Upside Down, You're Turning Me, you know? That's what I'm hearing. But this, you know, that song, it's kind of like, ooh, it's like a good kind of sexual wow feeling. This feels like it drives you crazy at times, okay? So, and I am seeing that seesaw. So, again, it just feels some balance. And they're saying also with you, have some balance in your own life, okay? That's what it feels. It feels like balance is the key. If you're balanced within yourself and you don't go into his little, I want to say drama hissy fit, and it's kind of weird to describe a man like that. It just feels like your relationship will grow, okay, and move on. Now, it's going to be a little uncomfortable when you first start doing that, but in time, it will bring you closer, okay? Yeah, and lastly, what I'm hearing is Stevie Nicks singing You Can Talk to Me, okay? So what that means to me, when he talks to you, all right, just listen and accept it. You know, unless, of course, it's something that's really, you know, horrible, like I feel like killing somebody, you know. But I don't feel like it's that. Don't try and correct him, okay? Do you understand?
Oh, God, yes. He tells me I don't listen, so yes, that's true.
Yeah, don't try and correct him. Just listen, understand. You know, women, like, a lot of times we don't want people to fix us. We just want them to listen, okay? And that's what I'm getting, you know, about him. And again, you're putting your nurse's cap on and you're trying to fix him. So don't do that. So when he, again, I'm just going to reiterate because they're telling me to. When he has his moodiness, you know, hissy fit, turn away, walk around, give him some space. Don't try and fix him. When he's communicating with you, don't try and fix him. If you do that, the relationship will grow and get better. Okay?
Yes, there was an ex that was trying to contact him. Is she still calling him?
On and off. He could care less.
Okay.
That's what I'm getting, but on and off, yes. Yeah, she'd like him back. She would.
I'm sorry?
She'd like him back, but I'm getting not to worry about that. Worry more about, you know, the way you interact with them. And that will
absolutely
help.
Okay, thank you.
Okay,
and
thank
you. I hope you feel better.
Yeah, I actually feel better. It's like it was like almost a frog in my throat. That makes sense.
Good. Good. I was praying for you as you were talking for me. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
All righty. Thank you.
All right. Got your spring cleaning dust out of your throat?
Yeah, I think so. I still need to vacuum, but, you know, it's not
later.
Really spring, but
water.
Yeah, no, I did some of that.
There you go. All righty, and our next person here in line is area code 612. 612, you are on with us.
Hi, guys, how are you?
Good, good. And who's calling, please?
Good, my name is Jordana.
Jordana, am I saying that correctly?
No, Jordana.
Jordana.
Okay.
Yes. Yes, ma'am. And I have a pretty specific question, I guess. I'm really into fitness. I work out a lot, like 4 hours a day. So I have a goal that I want to hit by March 9th, which is in a few weeks. I'm just wondering if I am going to be, like, successful with hitting that.
I am getting that you will be, okay, but for some reason I feel like you need to eat more protein.
Really? I'm eating,
yeah.
Like, so much protein.
Okay. But what I'm saying, are you eating meats and stuff like that?
Yeah. Okay. I eat, I change it out, like, every other day. Some days I'll either eat chicken or fish. And so, like, tonight I was going to have chicken. And then I eat a lot of vegetables, a lot of greens. So I should be fine on that.
Yeah. But again, I'm seeing protein and I'm seeing chicken, but it might be some red meat. I don't know. It just feels like you need a lot, and it's probably because you're working out so much.
I am, yeah. I mean, I'm always sore, so I am working out a lot. But I guess I could try to, because I think right now I'm taking in between 60 and 70 grams of protein a day.
Yeah, that's a lot. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't. I'm just giving you what they're you know, giving me. You know.
So are they maybe saying like I should switch it up and put some red meat in there once in a while?
Yeah, probably. And I know this sounds weird, but I'm seeing they're so funny. They're saying the other red meat, which means pork. There's a commercial. The other red meat. I don't know.
Oh yeah. Okay. I actually have pork chops. I just bought them.
Okay. All right. Well, then that's confirmation. You know.
Yeah, okay, so I'll eat some pork chops. I'll make those actually tonight versus chicken.
Right. But you will definitely meet your goal, okay?
I will? Oh, my
yeah.
gosh. Okay. That takes a lot off of me because I'm stressed because it's a huge goal.
No, I'm getting...
I have a question from chat. So the person in chat is asking, are you sleeping enough? Because sometimes if we don't sleep enough, it actually causes us to gain weight if we don't get enough rest.
Yeah, I average every night between 6.5 and 8 hours of sleep.
Okay.
Yeah, I try
to get 8 hours, but sometimes my work doesn't exactly allow me to.
Yeah, I wasn't getting any problems with sleeping. I'm getting more that when she just zonks is what I'm getting, you know?
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just... More protein. Okay, so I can do that. What else were you? I know you were going to say something about my goal.
Oh, I'm just getting that. Oh, I know. Not to worry about it so much, you know?
Okay.
I'm just getting.
Yeah, because I do.
Yeah,
I'm worried about it, like, all the time.
Okay, and the image they're giving me is that you're just running, okay? You're just running, and you feel free, and it's like, I almost want to say the gods and angels are just, like, working with you, like, almost in your body, pushing you, and you don't even feel it, and you just keep moving, and, you know, you go through a finish line.
Oh, my gosh, absolutely. Like, when I'm working out, I mean, I'm doing intense programs like P90X and Insanity, and when I'm working out, I'm shocked that I can do 4 hours of it.
Yeah.
So it's definitely, like, I know that they're definitely with me. I've definitely been getting, like, I got the numbers 445, like, over and over and over.
I would suggest Doreen Virtue has a great number book out on angel numbers.
Yeah, I read them, and they said the same thing. Don't have fear and don't worry. You're going to reach your goals that you're trying to reach. So you gave me more confirmation, so thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Have a great day, guys.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Lots of energy there. Wow.
Yeah, well, I was thinking 4 hours. I don't think so, you know.
Oh, man.
But, you know I do feel better when I exercise or I go for a walk or even like today cleaning the house. You know, movement does make you feel better.
Yeah. Yeah, we're in a physical body that was actually designed, you know, designed to move and work and stuff. And actually one of those was what we're supposed to work six and rest one. And they weren't talking. They didn't used to have all the modern conveniences they do, so they worked hard when they worked. So,
growing your own food and everything. So, oh, my goodness.
Yeah, exactly. And preserving it, canning it, drying it, whatever. It's like that. All righty. And our next person is area code 203. 203, you're on.
How are you doing?
Good, good. And who's calling, please?
Woody.
Hi, Woody. And how can I help you?
Wondering where things going with me, career I'm trying to pursue.
Okay, I'm hearing the song Keep on Trucking, okay? And what I'm seeing you, that's so weird because I'm seeing you in a car. Well, it's not a car, I'm sorry, it's a truck, okay? And it's like you got your foot on the gas pedal and then you go to the brake and foot on the gas pedal to the brake. Foot, okay? And I feel like you need to go, you know, keep going. It feels like, you know, I don't know if you're intentionally putting your foot on the brake or if, like, I want to say the gas line needs to be cleaned out, okay? And it kind of feels like both. It feels like there are certain things you need to clean up, and one of them, my guides are saying, is your fear. Okay, and I actually want to say your office, your workspace, or wherever you live, again, it just feels like there's things you need to clean up, and I'm getting not to let your fear stop you. Keep going, okay? I am getting that you will hear some rejections, okay? And then I'm also hearing it's a go, and I'm seeing you in a race car, and you're moving really fast, okay? So what that means to me is continue. Continue, clean up, do what you can. You know, and don't let the fear stop you, okay? I'm also getting when there are obstacles in your way, I'm actually seeing you picking up obstacles and getting them out of your way, or they're so funny, they're using the car analogy, either make a left or a right, okay? The other thing I'm seeing is windshield wipers going back and forth, and what that means to me is you have some tools, use them, okay? The other thing I'm getting to is social media. I feel like you need to be out more in the public's eye, okay? That's important. So I hope all that makes sense.
Okay.
Okay? And they're saying, the money will come. That's it. What I heard was the money will come, do what you love, the money will come. And again, stop worrying and being so fearful, okay?
Remember, you manifest what you focus on. So if you're focusing on the fear, you're going to bring that instead of the good stuff. So it's like just keep the thought in mind that the good stuff is coming and keep focused on that.
Right. And also I'm seeing your root chakra, okay, and that feels like it needs to be cleaned out. Okay? That's how I'm getting. You know, and look at the other chakras too. Don't just focus on one chakra because they all interact, but that's the one that I'm seeing really needs to be cleaned out.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
All right. So,
well,
thanks for
calling.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
And that is so true. It's like just thinking back to what Diane had to say about the root and all that stuff, and that's the root of everything where everything grows. I'm like, well, it makes a lot of sense because, you know, those money fears and that kind of stuff, that is in the root chakra because that's your survival issues.
Yeah, it's in the root, but it's also in the second too. You know, because that's our your creativity is there too. You know, your sexuality, your creativity. I mean, I'm sorry to say, but you know, my guides just pointed out to me that, like, look at prostitutes. You know, talk about being, you know, ungrounded, you know, in their first and second chakras. And, you know, and God bless them. I mean, that's the oldest profession in the world, right. You know. And, you know, there's obviously issues down there.
Yeah. Yeah. So. Yep, and sometimes for more, you know, for even when we're trying to be positive and all that stuff, it's like sometimes it's like when you get down and start to, I'll say start digging in the dirt of your garden. It's like sometimes you find things that go, oh, my goodness, I didn't know that rock was there.
Well, and that's...
got to get rid of it.
You know, and that was weird because I did see him actually picking up things, you know, and moving them to the side. So he was getting obstacles out of the way. So that is symbolic for you have things to clean up and the windshield wipers because I'm seeing those. And there are tools you can use. Just like, you know, I needed to clean up my work area because I feel better, okay? And now I need to vacuum. But, you know, it's really hard to vacuum without a vacuum cleaner, you know?
So, yeah.
I mean, think about it. And where I am, you know, just sweeping it with the bird seed from Birdie Bird and the cat hair, you know, a broom is not going to do it. I need a vacuum.
Yeah, you need something to pick it up. Exactly. All righty. And our next person here is area code 978. 978. It's been around here. There we go. We got you now.
Okay. Hello.
Hello.
Thank you so much for taking my call.
Not a problem. What is your name, hon?
Ann.
Ann. Okay. You feel familiar to me, but that's okay. And how can I help you?
I'm wondering how if I'm getting through to my oldest son at all. You think I'm getting through to him?
I'm laughing because they're saying he's got a hard head, and then I heard a song lyric, you got to be a hard-headed woman if you want to love your man. It's something like that, okay? I don't even know where that, but I feel like he has a really hard head, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then I got the Beatles song, Listen, Let Me Tell You a Secret, okay? I feel like he hears you better when you're not yelling at him, okay? That's what I'm getting. It's like it's almost like the softer, I want to say not so much energy, and I get that he really pisses you off, okay?
Well, he drains me more than pisses me off.
Okay, yeah, but no, I'm, you know, it's funny because Merlin came over here, my cat, and he can make me so mad because he's just so stubborn and
mm-hmm.
wants things his way, and he wants them now, okay? Yeah, that's my cat. It sounds like most men, doesn't it? Okay. You know, I don't know why, but I feel like a man would get through to him more than you would.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's what it feels like. Like he'll hear you a little bit, but I want to say an outside source would get to him more.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You know, whether that's a counselor or you know, whatever.
Yeah, I try, but I don't think he'd ever deal with that.
Okay, and they're saying Mr. Maeda, okay? And, of course, you don't understand that. When I went to grammar school, there was a really cool guidance counselor, Mr. Maeda, and we just loved him. You know, I'm going to date myself. You remember those Hawaiian shirts when those were?
Yes,
yes. Yeah, yeah. He used to wear those. He was just really cool. And that's what it feels like. He needs, like, a cool young guy to help him. Is what I'm getting. Because you will slowly but surely, you know, get to him, but I am hearing, oh, Ma, you know, you don't know anything, according to him.
Right.
You know, so, you know, the other thing I'm hearing is surrender and ask the angels for help.
Oh, I'm trying to surrender, believe me.
Yeah, I know. I mean, Kelly, you have children. Please, give some input. Yeah, okay.
Thank you very much. I'm going to agree with what Pamela says. It's like, absolutely, you know, that's a lot. You know, children listen to you until they turn about 13, and then it's like all of a sudden mom gets really, you know, you don't know anything. And it's not until they hit about their later 20s. I've got my older one is 28 now, and it's like all of a sudden I'm getting smarter with him again. It's good.
Yeah. But the I'm just getting that the angels will help you. Just keep asking, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Okay. I appreciate it very much, ladies.
Okay. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. Bye now.
Bye-bye.
All righty. Let's see. And area code 818 is next. 818. Whoops, a minute. Yeah, what happened here? Okay, there we go. Now we got time. 818, you're on with us. Okay, 818, you might have your mute, check your mute on your phone, because a lot of times when we can't hear you, if you can hear us and you can't, we can't hear you, check and see if you accidentally muted your phone, because I know sometimes people get busy and they'll mute their phone to go, ah, you know, oh, it was my turn. I can't hear. And they're talking and you can't hear. Okay. Well, not sure what's going on there, but are you
maybe
there?
Maybe they don't want to talk to us. That's possible, too. Or they just want to listen. Let me rephrase that. Let me make that positive. They love us. They just want to listen. They just don't want any information right now.
That's okay. All right. Well, I'm going to put them back in queue anyway there. So, all right. And we've got another caller there. And it's area code 310. 310 is, okay, we're having the Firefox moment here if it's chasing itself this minute. There we go. 310, you're on with us.
Hello? Is this me?
Hello?
Am I on?
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, it's Rob.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Yeah, I can hear you, yeah?
Oh, yeah, we can hear you. And this is Rob?
No, Rory.
Rory.
Okay.
Rory.
Yeah.
And how can we help you today, Rory?
Yeah, well, it sounds a bit, I don't know, it might sound a bit too grand and a bit over the top, but I really feel like I've been kind of given a mission to bring something like brilliant to humanity, and I just feel like I'm really sort of stuck.
Okay, and you know, this is going to sound kind of weird, okay? Because when you first started talking, before you even asked the question, what I got a vision of, it was like out of a movie, you know, the story of Robin Hood. Like I saw the camp and how Robin Hood is supposed to help people, okay? And that's what I'm getting with you. You do have a mission. You're supposed to help people, okay? And, again, it feels like I'm seeing the camp and stuff, and it just feels like you're supposed to help people out of their present situation and rise them up. Exactly how you're going to do that, I don't know, but it does feel like groups of people. And, again, I'm getting like a Robin Hood. I know it sounds weird. Maybe, you know, you had a past life doing that, you know?
Okay. Right, okay.
Yeah,
I don't have to wear the costume, do I?
Sorry?
Do I have to wear the costume?
No. No, definitely not. What you do have to do, okay, and it's funny because, first of all, I saw a path, okay, and it goes and it's zigzag, and then I heard the song Follow the Yellow Brick Road, okay, and if you want to put on, you know, the Tin Man outfit, I'm kidding. Now they're playing the song Oz Didn't Give Nothing to the Tin Man. That is so funny. No, dress however you want, you know. I'm actually seeing flannel shirts and jeans. That's how I'm seeing it. But what you need to do is walk the path. It feels like everything will be provided for you. I'm getting you can plan a little bit, but quite honestly, it doesn't feel like it's anything you have to plan, if that makes sense to you. You know, just continue to do so. Okay.
Right. Brilliant. Okay, well, I appreciate it. Thanks for your help.
Okay, thank you for calling.
All right. All right.
Thanks for calling
Thank
you. All right.
Bye-bye.
It took me a minute to understand when he said that he was teasing.
That's a cool accent. I was sitting there going, let's see, is that Australian or is that British? It's like, that's a cool accent. I like that.
Yeah. And, well, it's so funny because I'm like, I'm seeing Robin Hood. Why am I seeing Robin Hood in the woods and... But, you know, once he asked the question, that made a lot of sense, you know.
Yeah. I'm sorry, every time I think of Robin Hood, it's like, I don't know if you ever saw, I can't remember what version it was, you know, the one where they're, it's the guys, and I'm trying to think who's in it. It's like, you know, we're men in tights, and we're running through the forest. Remember that one? Did you ever see that one?
I saw that, yes. But it wasn't that. No, it wasn't that one. In fact, it was almost like I saw it from Robin Hood's eyes. It was really weird. I just saw, like, the woods and, you know, camp people in their tents and cooking and, you know, like, the camp life, you know.
Cool. Wow.
Yeah. That was
neat.
Yeah, that was really cool. So.
Flashbacks. maybe he was Robin Hood in another one. Oh, cool. All right. And we got a caller here from area code 911. That's our 919. There we go. I can't talk either. It's like, okay, this is Rob. Here we go. Now I got it right.
Yes, this is me. You are correct this time.
And you know what? You don't have to wear you don't have to wear tights, and you don't have to put on the little costume, okay?
I was fell out my chair. I said, "Oh my goodness!"
But how can I help you today?
Well, Miss Pam, so I have recently been offered some kind of position. It's not really a position. It's like a I don't even know how you explain it, but it's kind of an offering of a job, and it's something through the UFO community, and I wonder if I should take it or I should not take it and still pursue other things.
I'm actually getting to take it. It feels like they're going to give you some money, but I feel like you can still pursue other things too.
Yeah.
You know, they're saying, I'm definitely telling my age, but try it, you like it. The Mikey commercial, is it Kellogg's?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm hearing that, you know.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing. And, you know, and I do feel like you will like it, all right? I don't feel like it's going to be a lifetime thing. I feel like it's going to be like a stepping stone.
Okay.
What they're pointing out is like my own life, you know, like I have, you know, I'm with all these different groups of people. Some, you know, some are getting paid for, some are not getting paid for, but it's marketing, it's helping people. And that's kind of where it feels like you're going to have, they're funny. Okay. Now I'm seeing like different, you know, like outside cooking things, you know, and pots on them, you know. So what that means to me is you're going to have a couple different projects.
Okay.
Okay.
Perfect.
So, yeah. And what they're saying is it doesn't have to be a lifetime, but I do feel people handing you money. Okay.
Oh.
I'm seeing it as coins, you know, like coins, gold coins or whatever. That's how I'm seeing it.
Okay.
Okay.
Alrighty.
All right. So I hope that helps.
Cool.
It does.
All right.
See you both.
Thanks for calling in. I'm hanging out chatting. Don't make some more comments for us.
I'll still be on here and watching, listening to the chat and all that.
Oh, there you go. Sounds good. Thank you.
All right, ladies. Thank you.
Okay.
You mentioned.
Okay.
You.
Bye-bye.
All righty. Oh, here we go. Okay, 818, they called back in. So it's like, we're going to get them this time. Here we go. All right. 818, we must have got you off mute and whatever. Are you? Can you hear us now? Darn. 818. You're in love with us. I'm wondering what this is. Okay. Well, 818, you're on with us, but we still can't hear you. So I'm not sure. We'll put you back in the queue here, and I don't know. Wish they could get their phone to work. Are you getting anything for them at all, Pamela? Because we lost them. It's like they
dropped. Honestly,
I'm
not really picking anything up. I'm picking up just silence. You know, silence.
Okay.
You know, I'm just feeling something like in my tummy area, and I'm not really sure what that means. Okay.
And Birdie Bird's not silent.
No, he was not. You know what's really funny is because first my one cat comes up, Rhiannon, and she's playing, okay, because I have, like, one of her toys up on the bed because I'm going to be vacuuming when I get off. And then Merlin comes up, and now Birdie Bird's going. It's like, it's like the animal kingdom here. So she's on the radio, you know?
Time to make pretty. Yay, we're seeing.
Oh, you should hear him in the morning.
Oh, so he's a morning sunbird. Wow.
Oh, yeah.
He hears my cluster.
Well, no, he...
What did I say?
No, once I turn on, like, open up the shade and the sun comes in, or even when, it, you know, I turn on the light, then he goes nuts.
Ah, okay.
Funny.
Gotcha. Oh, that is cool. Well, it looks like somebody gave me some time to get an answer or something here, because I've been having the frustrated moment. It's like it's been on both of our moments for myself and whoever's trying to get a hold of me on the other side, because I still don't hear as well as the rest of you guys do. So I'm just wondering if who's ever on the other side trying to get a message through is willing to talk to you and get it through.
Actually,
yeah.
Okay. First of all, I felt like I saw one thing. You know, one of those horns that you speak out of, I felt like you needed to put that into your ear. Like, I want to say, turn up the volume. Yeah, like, turn up the volume.
Right.
The other thing I saw was, like, you know, when after you take the shower and the mirror's kind of wet and you can write in it, okay?
Right.
And I saw that, right. You know. But I feel that if you meditate and you write, it will come easier. Okay?
Yeah.
It's funny.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I do feel, it feels, I want to say grandmother, grandfather, it feels, you know, I'm sorry, I'm just feeling like, you know, like a couple generations up, all right? I feel like they are around you. I don't mean to creep you out. When you do shower.
Oh, no.
Okay, oh. Like when you do shower, because, again, I'm seeing, like, writing in the mirror. And there's actually a book.
People are happy when you're naked, yes, and they don't care.
Yeah, well, there is a book that says, Do Dead People Watch You When You Shower? That is the title of the book.
That's the title I was thinking. Yeah, that was exactly
Yeah, and they do. They do watch you, okay? But it's not like a perverted watch. I mean, they don't have a body. They really don't care.
Right.
They would only be concerned if they saw some kind of growth growing on you, okay? Seriously.
Right.
It's more like that. But no, I do.
Yes.
I'm also, it's funny because I got it with the other lady. I'm hearing the Beatles song, Listen. You know, let me tell you a secret. I almost feel like, again, you need to turn up the volume of your ears. There's a part of you that's afraid, okay, and there's another part of you that feels like you're making it up, okay? And, you know, and no, and it,
ding.
That, yeah, that's, well, that's, yep. You know, I mean, when was it? A couple of weeks ago, I was like, oh, I'm not really that psychic. And then I was like, don't be stupid, you know, you have no control. I mean, so, you know, everybody, I'm sure Jethro, you know, everybody, well, maybe not Sylvia Brown because she has a little bit of an ego, but God bless her heart, as they say in the South.
Bless her heart.
Insult somebody and then bless their heart, you know, but, you know.
Yeah, I know.
But, yeah, no, but everybody, you know, who's psychic has their moments of doubt. So you just need to learn to trust it.
Yeah.
And the hardest thing, too, you know, and this is for anybody who, you know, who even listening to your intuition, is to trust it and act on it. That's the hardest thing. Because I can't tell you the number of times when I didn't listen to it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Then I regretted it. And it's really funny because my guides said hustler, and you don't understand that, of course. But I remember this was many years ago, okay? I must have been like, I don't know, 27, 28. And some guy, there's a place in Morristown where I lived in New Jersey, and they call it the Market Street Mission. So it's guys who are like recovering from alcohol, and yeah, you know, they're still trying to get their life together. They're living, you know, in this place for recovering alcoholics, right? And they sell stuff, okay? And this guy sits down next to me and starts talking to him, and I was telling him, you know, that I am intuitive, I have psychic abilities, and he's like, oh yeah, well, what do you get on me, right? And I couldn't believe it. My guide said hustler. All right? So now I got to tell this guy what I got. It was very uncomfortable.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but I did. I said, I'm hearing hustler. And the look on his face, because it was the look on his face was like shock, but it was also like bingo. He was a hustler.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, and the other thing...
They are talking to you, aren't they?
Yeah, exactly, because he didn't really say much after that, you know? It was a little bit of an awkward silence, let's put it that way, you know? Because I think he was hitting on me, too, okay? So, you know, obviously he knew he wasn't getting very far after I just got that information, you know?
Exactly. What do you go after he's been, you know, supposed? Yeah.
Yeah, and it was funny because... You know, I bumped into him here and there, you know, when I was, you know, uptown, and he was always uncomfortable around me, you know?
Oh, I bet.
Yeah.
This is the one that talks to people I can see. Oh, my goodness. And they knock me out. Okay, bye.
Yeah, this woman figured me out. I can't get over on her, you know? So.
Exactly.
But, you know, and that's another thing for, you know, people who are listening. If you feel like something... just not kosher or right about someone, and you can't explain it, trust it, and be wary, okay?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's funny because I was just reminded of a dream that I had this morning. It was horrible. It was a horrible way to wake up where I was looking, I was trying to get directions, okay? Trying to get directions somewhere because I was lost, right? And this lady is writing a map, and she's like, here, just eat this piece of bacon. Okay, and, you know, and I'm like, I'm looking at it, and I'm like, there's something wrong with this bacon. Like, I felt like if I had ate it, you know, I would have been poisoned or knocked out, and she would have tied.
Right.
It was really weird, and that's the way I woke up.
Oh,
you know?
Wow.
Yeah, that was not a nice way to wake up.
A little bit of warning there.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, if, hey, anybody try and give me bacon, I'm not going to eat it, okay?
I can eat bacon.
Either they're telling me, yeah, you know, to watch out for a manipulative woman or to stay away from bacon, you know?
Right.
Either or, yeah. You know, like, it's also a way of saying that, you know, they're so funny. I was about to say, you know, that, you know, they say certain foods or, you know, something and they're not, right? And what my guide said that, you know, they said kosher, like something isn't kosher.
Ah,
so funny. I would have never thought of that, but yeah. So now I understand the meaning of the dream talking here on the radio. Thank you, people,
right,
for helping me interpret my own dream.
That's right. We have a couple callers, guess what?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's see here. We're going to try area code 831 first. 831, you're on with us.
Hi, my name is Lisa Ray. I'm calling from California. And I had a question regarding, I'm losing my voice, so excuse me. I've had a question regarding jobs. I've applied to many positions in nursing and health fields. One of them is in forensics and others are nursing. And I'd like to know if I'm going to get something real soon.
I feel yes. That feels like within a month. Okay. What I am picking up is the place you just left was not very good. Okay. That's what I'm getting. You know, it just feels like really off there. For some reason, I'm feeling that you would be better off in the forensic area.
Great.
Okay?
I love it.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
The nursing, I'm hearing been there, done that. Okay. You got the T-shirt, you know. It just feels like, okay, they're so funny. They're saying, like, I used to do massage. It's been many
years. Oh, me too.
Yeah, many years since I've done massage, okay? Wouldn't want to do it. I could do it to earn a living, okay? And that's kind of what the nursing feels like, but it feels like, you know, the forensic would be interesting, would be good. And they're saying fresh up and renew. And the other thing I'm getting to is opening up a bottle of soda. And, of course, you don't understand that, like taking off the cap, okay? And to me, that always means a new twist. But what's happening is when you're taking it off, you know, like the soda's kind of bubbling up and overflowing. But
right,
it feels like a good thing. Like it's going to feel overflowing. So it does feel like something different for you.
Okay.
Okay.
So
and
you
again,
think they'll answer my application for the forensic?
I do. I can't say it's definitely this one, okay? But I'm getting, you know, a different area because the forensic just feels so much better, okay?
Yeah.
So much better.
I just took a part-time position with an old employer, and I just need the temporary money. I figure this will just get me by until something permanent comes along. And lo and behold, the county sheriff's department was looking for forensic people. So I really, do you see me working for the county then?
The way they answered that was money, 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 money. Okay.
Oh.
Yeah, that's the way they answered it. Yeah, and it must be your old employer or another employee that just does not feel good. Okay?
That's
I don't know
me.
How.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
It doesn't feel good. But, no, again, it just feels like you're burnt out and it's something new is what I'm getting. Okay?
Okay. Could I ask one more question regarding a school? I terminated a contract with them, and they won't give me my money back and want to sue me. So do you see that going any further?
I hate to say this, but I'm feeling problems there. I'm feeling problems
okay,
there. You know, you might want to get some legal counsel and, you know, figure that out. I'm just feeling issues there. I'm sorry to say, I don't feel it going away.
I'm sorry. Tell me the truth. Hit me with the best shot, baby. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your honesty. I really, really appreciate it. Love the show. I really do. It's just so fresh. I love it.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you for calling.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All righty. And we are going to try area code 818. One more time, 818.
Oh.
We got
hello.
The music fixed.
Thank you so much. I'm so sorry. My phone was ringing off the hook.
Oh, no. It's your turn now. You have 4 minutes, though. So.
Okay. My name is Danielle. Thank you so much for coming back to me. I appreciate it.
No problem.
And how can we help you?
Yes, ma'am. Excuse me. I was hoping to get some guidance on how I can better heal myself. I'm physically disabled, and I've taken Reiki and some other healing modalities, but I'm trying to see if I can get some guidance of how I can do this better, maybe some techniques or something, maybe if Spirit has anything.
I'm actually feeling like I want to say, like, a detox. It's weird. I'm feeling like a sudden explosion, like almost like vomiting. Like feels like there's toxins in you that need to get out. Okay. The other thing I'm getting, and you probably already do this, but I'm going to say it anyhow, is meditation going within. Okay. And as I'm saying that, what I'm seeing is little pictures of Pac-Man. You remember? I don't know. You sound kind of young,
yes.
But do you know what I'm talking about? The Pac-Man.
Yes.
I'm
yes.
getting to see them eat. Away yuckies, you know.
Oh,
however
okay.
However you visualize that, and yes, the Reiki.
Yes.
The other thing I'm getting is diet, okay? Diet, and okay. For some reason I feel like there's mercury in your system.
Oh boy.
Yeah, it doesn't feel. You know, I don't know. Like
feeling.
I'm seeing sardines or whatever.
Okay.
If that makes any sense, you know. So again,
mm-hmm.
the detox, you know, the healing, and the. Flushing out. Flushing out is what I'm getting, lots of water. That will all help, okay? The other thing I'm getting, you know, is ask the angels to help. They're always there, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
I feel like they're getting, give you guidance. And for whatever reason, I see the color yellow and orange is good for you. So that might be some good colors to visualize around you.
Okay.
Okay? Either
yeah.
that or you need more sun. You know?
Honestly, add lemon to the water. Add about a tablespoon of lemon juice to your 8 ounces of water.
There
okay.
you go.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you know of a good detox I might try, or a home one or anything like that that might be good?
Honestly, I don't. I don't.
That's okay.
I'm gonna.
I got one.
Okay. There you
okay.
go.
Or better yet, because I can find that. Better yet, if you for the meditation part, if you can give me a technique, that would be even better. Because I always use guided, and I like to try and do it myself.
I'm actually seeing to call upon angels, you know, and again the Pac-Man. But I'm seeing the color yellow, orange, okay, and envision angels around you, you know.
Okay.
And I'm actually hearing, just heal me, thank you so much for healing me, you know, thank you for your love, thank you for your healing, and to actually feel it.
Okay.
Okay.
And, you know, you might actually try, I know, like, on the other program, on the Spiritual Learning Connection, if you
mm-hmm.
if you got a computer, it's like, go back into the archives on that, because Jethro did some sequences on, like, angels, you know, stuff like that. And he always gave some, like, meditative, you know, tips and tones and that kind of stuff. So it's like, check out those ones with his, you know, I can't remember if you call it messing with it, like that, 90 seconds. But something like that, you know, if you're looking for some tips and pointers. And also, Pamela's going to have on a guest tonight at 8 o'clock, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. And the number to that show is 714-333-3354. So you can call in again tonight and check some of that out too.
Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you for calling.
Thank you both. Namaste.
Namaste
right.
to you too.
Namaste. Blessing. All righty. We got 60 seconds, Pamela.
All right. Well, catch me tonight on the Spiritual Learning Connection. Wendy Joy is going to be there. We're going to be doing angels/psychic readings. If you need to get hold of me, Pamela, the last name is Cummins, CUMMINS.com. And Psychic's Gone Wild, we're here 7 days a week. And Kelly, you have some shows too.
Yeah. Let's see. Just some stuff I got to announce real quick. Let's see. We have Amy on Mondays. on the Spiritual Learning Connection. Yeah, I see you're doing it too. And then she also does like a segment on like Sunday morning, like at 1 o'clock in the morning. She does a reading segment over there. Jethro has got a variety of guests coming on. It's him and Dina on. Yeah, 10 seconds. Great. I'm trying to remember what tomorrow is. I know tomorrow's something special. It's like I can't remember. It's like I went blank. It's like ah. Anyway, but yeah, I think I'll call in tonight too because I still have a question. I need to ask whether it's my mom's side or my dad's side. That's the kind of playing hidden with me on. Anyway,
it feels like your mom, but you know, but it would be good to see what Wendy Joy picks up too.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be cool. That would be really cool. I will. And it's like the kids are done with basketball, so I can call in. Yay.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. Yay. When the kids away, mom will play, right?
Oh, no. They'll be in-house. And I see that's the big thing. It's like why I haven't been able to because I haven't been home. We've been out. I've been out taking them to basketball practice when our season ended. So I'm like, thank you, God. We don't have to go out and do that trek for 2 hours a night anymore.
Ooh,
it's all
good. That's a lot. That's a lot. So. Great.
All righty, but join us 7 days a week here on Psychics Gone Wild, and we're at 773-897-6461. Pamela's got the new books, and on I keep wanting to say eBay. I'm sorry, it's like it's not eBay, it's eBooks. There we go.
eBooks. Yeah, on Kindle or Smashwords or on my website.
There we go. And then also we're working to get more folks on over at Spiritual Learning Connection, and that is 714-333-3354. So anyway, we will see Pamela there tonight. And the rest of everybody, have an awesome day.
You too. All right. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye.